Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
John, yep. You know who I'm talking to in just a minute?
Oh, yeah, I know. Come on now.
Michelle
first
Obama.
Lady. The original first lady.
The original, actually. The original. She is an original, I will say that. Do you have any music? Do you have any proper transition music from this moment to speaking to such a lovely paragon as Michelle Obama? I hope she was listening. John Batiste, everybody. Thank you, John. Folks, as I alluded just a moment ago with John Batiste, I recently had the great privilege to go down to Washington, D.C. for an in-person conversation with the former First Lady, Michelle Obama, in the very same room I interviewed her husband last November. Jim?
Lovely to see you. I'm faced with one little challenge here, is that we've talked for years, and I've always called you Madam First Lady. And I got an email from you about a year ago. And this is an actual email. It says, my producer wrote an actual email at the bottom to prove. It says, hey, Stephen and Evie, great to hear from you both. And you definitely have to cut out the Madam First Lady stuff, lol. So I just want to confirm here in front of the cameras that you would prefer that I call you by your first name, because I'm about to cross that Rubicon.
It's like, please, come over to the light side.
Well,
you know,
it's
like the Madam First Lady.
Okay.
That's somebody else now.
All right. I'll give it a shot.
Okay,
I'll give it a shot.
Let's try it. Try it. Breathe in. Whew, okay.
So nice to see you, Michelle.
You did it.
There you go.
It's good to see you too, Stephen.
I had the pleasure of sitting down with your husband in November.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that over the course of your life together, because you're both incredibly busy people, that there have been long periods of time, certainly for the 8 years while you're all in the White House, in which you didn't see each other as much as you'd like to. Over the last year, you've been together.
It's a lot.
All the time. How's that worked out? Is he good company?
He is. It is good. And I think it's even better because we don't, the pressures that were there are also gone. They're different. Our kids are independent beings. We're not worrying about feeding them or curfew or all those things.
But they were living with you for a while too,
right? They were, but they're adults, and it's sort of like, hey, you know, it's your life.
So it's more like roommates.
Exactly.
Than it was children.
Good company. Good company. But it's been lovely. I mean, the friendship that was the foundation of all of this is still there.
That's why I like you.
Right, that's exactly.
Hey, you turned out to be pretty good
and
company.
And that's what I tell young people, young couples. It's like, it's going to come full circle, especially if you have little kids and you're working, you have a career. You look over at that guy and you're like, ooh, why did I do this? I don't even remember. You know, but you come full circle, kids are out of the house, and it's like, oh, you're kind of cute. That's where we are now. It's like, oh, look at you in your little golf outfit. You know, when he goes to golf, it's like, you look cute. I feel it now. Yeah, so it's been good.
Now, the kids, though, okay, obviously, you love your children unconditionally. They love you.
Our favorite
people
in the world.
At what point did they say to you over the last year, You guys, we love you, but you're a drag. We gotta get out of here.
They haven't. They went to the West Coast and they've been gone. They just left.
Did they leave a forwarding address, or did they?
We know where they are, but they don't. They don't check in much. So, but it's been almost a year, right? And in the height of quarantine, you know, well, let's say it started in March. By the summer, we were like, okay, that's enough of you. You know, I have nothing else to say. And our youngest, Sasha, who's not as talkative as our older one, is just like, I really have nothing to say to you. I really just don't. I'm not even trying anymore. Well, but we got through a couple of good months of feeling good, being around each other.
Your husband explained what a lot of people went through, which is the kids are home. You know, there's movie night. You're doing
game
puzzles.
Night.
You're doing game stuff like that. Who made the call on the movies? Like, who is the
Malia? Malia is the movie savant. She's very clear. Although we all don't like the same movies. She and Barack like dark and sad.
Oh.
And Sasha and I, we want a little laughter and some frivolity.
But they have to do important movies.
You know, it seems like they take themselves a little seriously with their movies, you know? And they like to rehash dark moments. I say Barack's taste in movies is everybody is sad and then they die. Those are, you know, so he has to be, I have to be careful.
Sure.
It's like,
all this year's Oscar nominees.
Right. Is that, it's
he
like,
loved it.
He recommends
it. Let's write
it.
Something lighthearted. How about Judas and the Black Messiah? You've talked about something, experience you've had this past year with low-grade depression, you call it. And I have a two-part question, which is, one is, it's very common for people this year, very common in general, but especially this year. How did you cope with it, and why just low-grade? Because I get the high octane.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, over the course of your life, as you know, this is a part of life. You know, nobody rides life on a high. And I think it's important for young people to know that. You know, it's like, no, you're not going to feel great all the time. And there are moments in all of our lives, particularly in the middle of a pandemic you know, unrest, racial unrest, you're going to feel a kind of way about it. So give yourself a break. Being 57, I know that that's true. So over the course of your adulthood, you develop your own tools. And for me, it's turning off the noise that is upsetting, you know, knowing that I can't keep reading all the feeds that are, you know, fueling my anxiety and taking a break from it. I did that as First Lady. There were just times that I couldn't hear the bad news about the country that I had to serve, because I know that the news isn't a full reflection of what the country is. And
they
if
often
I wanted
need
to,
the bad news because the drama of the story of the conflict is actually part of the business model.
That's right, but it's not reality. It's not how people live their day-to-day lives. And so I pull back from it. I surround myself with things that make me feel good, family, friends, walks, exercise. So when I talk to my kids about that, I try to urge them to understand that the valleys are temporary and so are the peaks. They can be temporary, and they have to be prepared to handle the highs and the lows. So I'm trying to get them and other young people to start thinking about what are your tools, the things that bring you joy, the things that bring you calm and peace. I know those things for myself now, but it's taken decades to develop those tools. So we have to be patient with ourselves, particularly in times that are hard, you know?
The difficulty for me is I know the things that'll actually make me feel better, and I don't want to do them.
Well, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
Stephen.
No, because they require you to do something. And when I'm depressed, I don't want to do anything. That's part of the odd trap
of
depression.
You know, that's true. And well, for me, I have to push beyond that, right? So that's having a schedule, even in quarantine, was something that I did. I woke up, I took a shower, I worked out, I got dressed every day. You know, there wasn't a day that went by that I didn't do that because it's just the doing that gets you out of the funk. You know, I find that if I spend a whole day in a sour mood, lights out, in the bed, the next day I'll feel the same way. But if I get up and I shower, something might happen in the course of me doing something that really knocks me into a positive place. So I try to fight the tendency to not, to sort of wallow in my low. You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
Don't wallow in your low,
I do know that that's the right
Stephen.
Thing to do.
open the blinds, get out of bed. Come on, just get up, take a shower, shave.
Can I get that as my alarm in the morning? Could we just get a copy of that?
I could do
have
that.
My iHome play that for me?
Come on.
You just said a moment ago that you're 57 years old.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 57 in a couple of days.
Woohoo!
You and I, same age. Your husband is about to turn
old.
60.
He's an old man.
As you know, as a fellow Gen Xer, is it hard for you to relate to a baby boomer like your husband?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like the way he talks and thinks. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever say, "Hey, tell me, what was Camelot like?"
Yeah, right. Did you have TV when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. He's gonna be old. 60. But he looks good.
Yeah.
Remember? I like him. So it's like, you're cute.
I'm sure he won't mind you saying you look good for a 60-year-old.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break, but stick around. We'll be right back with more of the star of Waffles and Mochi on Netflix, Michelle Obama.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody. We're back with my friend Michelle, who you might know as the former First Lady. In your book, Becoming, right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you for that.
Becoming, right there. That's it's Crown Books, 3250, candidates, $40. Let's try to move some paper here. How's sales? How's sales go?
They're going okay? Yeah,
all right.
They're good.
You wrote that during the 2008 campaign, Malia's doctor said that her BMI was getting high.
Mm-hmm. I talked about it, but it happened when she was much younger. She was like four at the time.
And that led you to make some changes in your family.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first time that I realized that what I was feeding my kid wasn't really helpful. But we were in that mode. We were two households, my parents working, traveling, trying to get things done. So we were doing a lot of quick, fast, you know, ready to open processed foods, a lot of sugary drinks that were in easy to carry packs. And I didn't realize that those little things were loaded with sugar and hidden sodium and things that, you know, could not be good for your kids. And I thought, my gosh, if I don't know this, and I'm Princeton and Harvard educated and lawyer, all this sort of stuff, what do the average parents know?
So that interest in nutrition, especially for children, has led to the new Netflix show, Waffles and Mochi. And your involvement with the Partnership for a Healthier America. Let's talk waffles and mochi.
Aren't they adorable?
There's Mochi, obviously looking like a mochi. This is waffles. A very interesting backstory. We learn in the first episode that waffles, right here. Waffle's father is a frozen waffle, and his mother is a Yeti.
It's a mixed marriage.
Yeah. That, they make it work?
Well, when you meet in the land of frozen food, anything can happen.
Well, that's curious how that happened. It paints a picture. If dad's a waffle, mom's a Yeti.
Look, we don't want to make it that explicit. Let's not try to visualize
Obviously,
it.
Obviously, it's CBS. Waffles I'm not allowed here. To get that
waffles
explicit.
Waffles is here, and she's magical.
Yes.
She was created but with love.
Aren't we all? One of the things that we've all learned during the COVID pandemic is it's revealed some of the inequities in our system of food supply, in our health system, and how all those things have an impact on people's ability to react and survive COVID.
Yeah.
How does a Partnership for a Healthy America want to address that? Is that part of what you're talking about?
Absolutely. The show is a fun family adventure where these wonderful characters travel the world.
You mean waffles and Mochi?
Waffles and
waffles
Mochi. And they explore foods and they learn about them. And, you know, it's designed to encourage kids to try new things. It's not judgmental. It's fun, exciting. It's a travel show. So we were thinking, what about the families that can't afford this food, don't have access to it? you know, they can't participate because there are millions of families in America that are going hungry in one of the richest nations on this earth. We've got families going hungry, and it's not that we don't have the food. You know, we just don't have the system of equity that makes sure that people can eat. So we've developed something called Pass the Love Campaign, where we're working to provide meals to family, meal kits that allow 1 million families to prepare these wonderful meals with their kids. We're working with the Partnership for Healthier America, along with Walmart and Blue Apron, Bird's Eye and Bounty. So we've got partners that are gonna work to, you know, raise this money and get these meal kits to families. But that alone will not solve this issue. And
I have a big question, and I hope you don't find this a strange question, but why are you doing this? Because this seems very much like the sort of thing a first lady would do, and you actually are under no obligation to actually be helpful to the rest of society right now. You've paid your dues, you did your time as the first lady, you did a great job, Let's Move was very successful, but there is no expectation that you do something like this at this point. What makes you want to do it?
Yeah, it's my own personal expectation. I mean, we still have an amazing platform, and we're still young. Barack isn't, but I am.
That's true.
We've got a lot of years left, and it's hard to just sit back and not continue to be engaged in issues that matter. And we had the privilege of having this amazing deal with Netflix through our Higher Ground production company, where we can create shows and do things. We've got this new platform. So we still are us. We're still thinking, okay, if we're going to do this show, what about families in need that can't engage? What can we do to bridge that gap? And we still have relationships with the Partnership for a Healthier America, which we started as First Lady through our Let's Move initiative, and they're still working on these issues. So we're not done yet, nor should we be. That's part of kind of the responsibility of formers. We still have a platform, and we're still working on girls' education. Every issue that I worked on as First Lady, I'm still working on. We still did a college signing day with Reach Higher. We're gonna do more leadership development and mentorship through the foundation. So you can do both. You can do well, and you can do good. And it's just a lot more fun.
We have to take a break. You and I stay here, but they leave. We'll be right back.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Hey, everybody. We're back with the author of Becoming and the star and producer of Waffles and Mochi on Netflix, Michelle Obama. Okay, let's do a quick speed round, okay? Okay, we're all about promoting better food choices here on the Late Show. We don't advertise any processed foods on the Late Show, right?
No.
None.
100%.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's do a speed round of your personal preferences. It's called Choose or Lose.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Apples or oranges?
Oranges.
This is a very important one. Okay. Cantaloupe or honeydew?
I don't like either. I don't like honeydew or long standing.
Well, I can understand not liking cantaloupe because it's a trash fruit.
Both of
It's a trash fruit. It's only
it's
pulled out.
It's watery.
It's on there just to
it's
fill
watery.
Out the buffet.
Yeah, it is.
I
hate when it's on there. Those cubes. And then they cut into the rind. It's,
no, it's
never
like bark.
Good. No.
Mm-mm. Just put some mulch
now,
on there.
Now, watermelon
next time.
I like.
That is fantastic.
You know.
Seedless? Seeded.
Don't care. Juicy. Really? Juicy.
Juicy.
And sweet.
I like the seeds because I like, you know.
You like to spit them back out at people.
It's a party
that's
game.
So telling.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate all the way. Okay. I don't even understand vanilla. Vanilla is just sort of a disappointing chocolate.
There is vanilla in chocolate, but there's no chocolate in vanilla.
Yeah.
Did I just blow your mind?
You did.
Okay.
I'm going to have to think about that for a minute.
This is a very important Chicago question. Deep dish or thin crust?
thin crust. I grew up on the South Side.
Okay. There's no deep dish on the South Side?
No. Well, that, you know, there is a kind of thin crust, this pizzeria in my neighborhood, Italian Fiesta, thin squared pizza. That's an interesting, unique feature of Chicago pizza. But I do like certain deep dish. There's a Gino's East. It's not the stuffed pizza, but it's the, you know, it's got like sort of a cracker crust to it with a thick sausage
butter.
It's a butter cracker crust.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
What I like about Chicago pizza is that it's really just a baby pool filled with cheese and sauce.
That's all you need in life.
Get a snorkel,
go straight in. That's all you need in life.
Cheesecake or cheese steak?
Cheese steak.
Blue cheese or ranch?
Ranch.
Surf or turf?
Turf. I had to remember which one was which. It's like steak.
Fruit salad or actual dessert?
Actual dessert. Oh, I am always kind of disappointed when they bring up. You pretend like you are I'm
lovely.
So glad we're having berries. And when you're really thinking, where's the pie?
Okay, this is nomenclature. Stuffing or dressing?
Oh, that's true.
It's very because important.
I've been, you know, growing up it was dressing. Mm-hmm. It was dressing when I was growing up.
That's the wrong answer.
Is it really?
Well, you have to stuff it in the bird.
Yeah,
do you stuff it in the bird?
Yes, yes. You
then
do
it's
stuff
stuffing.
It. You got me thinking about that. No, but you ask, what do we call it? It's dressing. I grew up, you know.
I know.
Complained
of
my dead
grandmother.
You gave
an honest answer. I'm just saying it's the wrong answer.
All right, disagree with her.
Okay.
Okay.
Small popcorn or large popcorn? Keep in mind, large is only $1.25 more and you have free refills.
Large popcorn. The small is a scam.
Thank you.
It's a scam.
Waffles or mochi as a food?
Oh, no, I can't go there.
Waffles or mochi as a host?
That's like choosing between your children. And now it's personal.
I went to a party at the White House. I'm going to fact check you here. I went to a party at the White House and you served
waffles and chicken.
All right? There was no mochi at this party.
Well, that's before I knew mochi.
Okay.
I've become close to mochis, and I feel differently.
We're rapidly approaching the end of this interview. We have for you to know. Here we go. Okay.
I haven't been around people in so long.
I haven't either.
Going.
Literally, my life is that guy and my stage manager.
I know.
Nobody...
It's so much fun. Don't let it end. I just have to go back to my husband. I've seen
him. I hear good things, though.
He's good, but I'm having so much fun.
Okay, I think another break is in order. Go break. Come back, though.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Oh, hey, welcome back. I'm still sitting here with Michelle Obama. A few months ago, when your husband was here, I challenged him to a friendly game of waste paper basketball. I don't know whether
I heard about
caught that.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do I put this delicately? I smoked him like a country ham.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. And the final score was, and I just want to be sure if I got this right, unathletic, doughy talk show host 8. Former leader of the free world who famously drains three-pointers under pressure, goose egg. He took it well. He did not seem upset at all.
Good sport.
Exactly. This is the exact room that we did it in.
Okay.
And I was wondering whether you want to take a moment to maybe, defend the Obama basketball
all right.
Honor.
What's in it for me?
Okay. Let's make it interesting.
Okay.
Partnership for a Healthier America. Do they take donations?
Mm-hmm.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will donate $1,000 to Partnership for a Healthy America for every basket either one of us makes.
Okay.
Okay. So let's run up that score.
All right.
And if I win, you have to have me on one of your Netflix shows.
Okay. Solid.
You're in?
I'm in. I'm
okay.
So in. That's
all right.
That's
you understand this arm is a rocket, right? You understand?
You obviously you beat my husband, so you must be do this a lot.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Here's how it's going to work.
Okay.
The box over here to your left.
All right.
All right. Open
it's
up.
Got the. Oh.
All right. You see, we have these.
We got a few
waste paper.
Few balls.
Okay.
Yep.
Make sure they're tightly balled.
Is that important?
Because your husband accused me of giving him loose. Paper balls.
Oh, he said
to
you
try
cheated.
To game it. Well,
so
it came, he came
said
very
you
close
cheated.
To accusing me of cheating. Okay. But the man, it was desperate. He was desperate.
All right.
Okay, $1,000 for every basket that goes in. Let's put the counter up. All right, you ready
All
to
right.
do this?
Ready.
You feeling it?
We'll see.
All right, and go.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yay, yay, yay for me. Oh, that's way off. Oh, I got one. Oh, I'm on now. Oh, you knocked that one out. Oh, darn. Oh, in and out, in and
right?
out.
Last one? Is this your last one?
No, I got two more. Oh, darn. Oh, okay. All right, I'll take it. How much? Let's count it up.
I'll tell you what, however many it is, it's more than zero is what it is.
It's more than zero. And look at all that money for PHA.
This is no win for you because if you lost, you lose. And by winning, you're in trouble with him.
I don't care. We have money for PHA. He'll get over it.
Let's count it. Let's count it.
Count them up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Woo!
$9,000.
And a guest appearance on Waffles and Mochi. That's the best Netflix show. You have to, that's, I owe you.
I'm
right?
in.
We have
in.
That down.
That's official.
Stephen Colbert, he can be like a stock boy or something in my
stock
grocery
boy.
Store.
That's a big time. I'm streaming. I've made it to Netflix. Will Paramount Plus let me do that? No.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
I'm in. I'll okay. talk to him.
It's like,
I'll
oh,
talk.
Man.
I'll talk to him.
I thought about that, too. I was like, can he do this?
An honor.
Thanks. This was so
thank
much
you.
Fun.
Madam First Michelle, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.